All right, everybody, welcome to VO Boys for Thursday, March 28th. Fuck it, it's a raw feed. We're doing it live. I'm Clayton.
Yeah, I'm Pat. So, Clayton, this is a weekend preview episode. We got a huge collab coming out this weekend that we got to talk about. Just wanted to let the listeners know, if they haven't checked it out already, we've got a brand new Kirk-exclusive episode up on the Kirk Minahan YouTube channel. So people got to go check that out because, you know, I talk about my wild weekend in Vegas. I talk about this woman that I met. And, you know, one thing, if you watch the episode, I think this woman who was mechanical, she messed with our episode a little bit. I'm pretty sure she's the one who messed a little bit with my audio on that. But the episode still sounds great, looks great. We're great in it. It's a wild story. So check out that video on the Kirk Minahan YouTube channel. Big, big Kirk exclusive there. But Clayton, we're not here to talk about robot women in Vegas. That's on that show. On this show, we're here to talk about big movies coming out this weekend. So are you ready to talk collab?
Yeah, it feels like this thing has been threatening to come out for months now, and now it's finally here.
It's finally here. You know, the thing about this movie is Kong and Godzilla, and I feel like you're going to lay into them. I feel like right now you've got a little ill will towards these collaborators, Kong and Godzilla.
You're going to be so surprised. You're going to be so surprised. You should shut up right now.
Okay, I'm going to shut up. If you just said shut up, I wouldn't shut up. But the fact that you said I should means that there seems to be a good reason for me to. So I am going to shut up and let you say what you need to say about these collaborators, Kong and Godzilla.
I'm very high on this film when it comes to box office. Now, again, people who criticize me for, you know, having an axe to grind with certain genres and certain sorts of films, right? I talk about box office and I believe in box office, and I think that's the most important thing. And when I talk about superhero movies, they do not have power at the box office anymore. Therefore, that is why we talk the way we talk about them. Right. Same thing with Disney movies. Okay.
Right. Right.
Here with the collab, I feel like this is strategically placed at such a good point on the calendar.
Okay.
And after so many big movies that people are in the habit of going to see big movies, this trailer played before the before Dune 2. It's WB, right?
Yep. It's WB. It's a Zaslav special. He's the third collaborator.
Who's on a hot streak right now.
Yep.
Easter weekend. Kids are out of school. They're on a little vacation, a little breaky. This is a movie for that age group. This is not a movie for my age or your age, for you being a millennial, me being Gen X. It's not for us. It is for us. It is not.
Well,
for
see,
us.
Now I won't shut up because you said shut up rather than that I should shut up.
Yeah, so you should shut up now.
Okay, great. All right, I'll shut up then. Continue.
I think that while it's not for me, it is for a big swath of young people. They're going to be into the fact that Kong has a metal fist now. Godzilla's an Oscar winner, which maybe means nothing to them, but if they were watching it with their parents, they're in their PJs, they're trying to stay awake, and they see these people walking on stage holding Godzilla toys, they're thinking there's something with this lizard. This lizard's everywhere, right?
Right.
And we even have a friend who's wannabe-o baby.
Yeah.
He is very into Kong, at the very least.
Those scared of him. But into him.
Yeah.
Into being scared.
Which you should be. I mean, that is the reaction you should have to a giant monster such as King Kong or Godzilla. You should be scared.
Right.
So that is the thing, is box office wise, I'm very high on this movie. Now, will I see it? No. Do I think it's going to be a quality pitcher? No, but I'm not a critic, huh? So that doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, I agree. That doesn't matter. And here's something that I think does matter in terms of my goodwill towards this movie, when you're talking about box office, is that the Godzilla versus Kong, GVK, that came out in March of 2021, that's kind of the movie that got us back to regular box office post-pandemic. I mean, that is the first movie that I saw in movie theaters post-pandemic, not counting Unhinged, the Russell Crowe movie that we saw at a drive-in in September.
It was not a hard top.
Not a hard top.
You're talking hard top.
Yeah. Godzilla versus Kong was my first return to the hard tops. And I got it. I admitted it then, and I'll bring it up again now. I got misty-eyed at the very end of that movie when Kong says in his Kong language, so it's closed caption because he doesn't speak English, but she knew what he said. Kong says, "I'm home." And I looked around at this hardtop movie theater. We were all, I think, had to sit three rows apart because, you know, it was spring 2021. And I said, "Me too, Kong. Me too. I'm home." So I will always have a fondness now for these collaborators, Godzilla and Kong. Now, something to throw out here. Last time we saw them, there was a V between. You know, they were versus each other. They were not an X in between. So they were not collaborators. I mean, do we think that the collaboration is more enticing to audiences, less enticing? Doesn't matter? Because it's definitely a different dynamic. It's definitely a different dynamic to watch the two of them. You know, I don't know if they're going to be sitting up starting a business. They're going to be, you know, trying to bake a pie together. I don't know what this collaboration is supposed to yield, but they're not going to be fighting each other. And that was a big draw for the last one. You know, we never got Batman X Superman, the collab. We only got the versus. So what do you think? Does the versus or collab have a difference?
They do end up being together in Justice League as teammates. And that movie, we know what that movie did. So that's not a great precedent for this. But what I will
collaborators,
say is,
yeah.
I think that you have to do something a little different. They're doing something different. That does not mean that these two, I'm saying they probably have an uneasy alliance. So that doesn't mean that the next one isn't going to be a V again. I think you can play them off each other where they're friends, they're not friends. You know, I don't know their star signs, Pat. I don't know their compatibility as friends.
Okay.
But it feels to me like they are not going to be getting along forever. So I think if this is a uneasy alliance, as they say, I think that's fine. I like that it's a little bit different than the first one, because if they're just fighting again, that might be boring. But if they fought, get back together, and then the next movie they fight again, that's interesting to me. I mean, and to me, I mean, box office wise, by no means will I watch any of these films.
Okay. Now, this movie, unlike the Versus, will not be dropping day and date on HBO Max. In fact, there is no HBO Max. There's only Max. And then there's HBO only Max if you're a cable subscriber. That's only got to help, right? I mean, it is amazing that that first movie did its, what, $45 million opening weekend, while at the exact same moment, you could just go on Max and watch it. Though I guess part of that is it's not on Netflix. It's on Max, which so many less people have.
Yeah, and especially now because, you know, something like Succession is no longer on there. So I don't know what their big buzzy show is.
Right. Yeah, so that probably doesn't matter that much. I mean, the great Scott Mendelson, the legend, the icon, our tribal chief, who we do have to have on the show again soon. Throw your ones up, everyone. Throw your ones up for the tribal chief, Scott Mendelson. He has pretty much theorized that those HBO Max day and date releases in 2021 and 2022 basically did what they would have done had there been no day and date, at least for opening weekend. I mean, I think his estimate was like 5% difference or something. So I don't think we can look for a big up.
When that Mortal Kombat movie opened, did you think that that movie would have made any more if it would have been just a straight theatrical release? I don't either.
No, I agree. And if Scott Mendelson, the Tribal Chief, says it, then I agree. So I don't think we could count on some kind of big uptick between movies this time just because it's not on Max. Like, we both think it kind of won't matter. It's not like, oh, let's add $15 million to the last opening. Do you think Godzilla Minus One, you mentioned that Godzilla is now an Oscar winner. Do we think Godzilla Minus One, being such a popular movie, such a lauded movie, gets people more excited for Godzilla going into this weekend? You know, it's now has the thing of Academy Award winner Godzilla, you know, and they haven't used that in the trailer. I guess they didn't re-edit the trailer in time, but he's got that going forward. Does that help get a maybe artier crowd out?
I think the fact that Godzilla has been in the zeitgeist and talked about so much in the run-up to this film, without Warner Brothers having to pay a cent.
Yep.
They didn't have, they weren't promoting that movie because they had nothing to do with that movie. This was free promotion for them. Godzilla is back and in the conversation. And yeah, I think it's going to help a lot. Now, I definitely think it's going to help the opening weekend, because I do think maybe somebody who hadn't thought of Godzilla in a while saw Minus and was like, I like this, may not do the research and be like, oh, this is somehow related to it because it's the same character.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be disappointed because this movie looks like video game cutscenes. And
okay,
which the budget on this is lower than the last one, which normally is good.
Good.
And I mean, it looks it. But if this movie makes more than the last one and the budget's lower, I mean, come back to the rubber suits, because why not?
Why not?
You know, why not? Whatever. Do whatever you can. If people are going to go see these movies, do it. So, yes, Godzilla Minus One absolutely helping this. Free promotion for WB. They are so excited that that movie came out, because I don't think it's going to cut into the business. People aren't going to say, I got my Godzilla fill, because there's so many freaking Godzilla movies. Obviously, there's people who want to see Godzilla no matter what.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think he's hotter than ever, and the fans of Godzilla can't get enough, and the people who didn't see the last one don't care that there was a Godzilla movie that just came out.
And the good thing about this is, I was just going to say, the good thing about this is it makes Kong thirsty. It makes Kong thirsty for, oh, I was the guy. I was the man in America.
Right.
I don't have a King Kong Minus One Oscar, right?
Right.
This guy's an Oscar winner, and now I got to prove myself. This is great for Kong, because competition is good.
Right. It's maybe, I mean, we haven't seen the Farrelly brothers team up again since Peter Farrelly became an Oscar winner. And, you know, not take anything away from the great Bobby Farrelly, but it's sort of the same position now. It's like, how do you team up with your former collaborator who's now an Oscar winner and you're not, you know?
Yeah.
So it's the Key and Peele situation. I mean, it's sort of like Godzilla is Jordan Peele out there winning Oscars for Get Out, and Kong is Keegan-Michael Key.
That's a little disrespectful, because Kong ain't doing Schmigadoon, okay? That is actually really disrespectful. If Kong hears that, he's going to be mighty pissed.
Yeah. Well, I think more likely if Kong's agent heard me say that. You know, if Kong's management team heard me compare him to Keegan-Michael Key, they would send a strongly worded email to WannaBO senior intern Christopher. Yeah. You know, he would catch the brunt of that.
Well, a cell phone's going to get thrown at an assistant for sure.
Yes, 100%. Did you hear what Pat of the BO Boy said about Kong last night? Called him akin to Keegan-Michael Key. Yeah, someone's assistant is getting yelled at for sure. Yeah, and someone's yelling on a car phone. Yeah, that's what they're there for. Exactly.
Don't be in the business.
Anyone in this cast matter at all? I'm looking to see who's in this from the previous movies. And it's Rebecca Hall and Brian Tyree Henry are the only names I recognize. Did these movies ever have, they've had bigger stars in other installments. Like this series of Kong used to have like Brie Larson and Samuel Jackson and John C. Reilly were in that Kong Island movie. And then
Skull
Godzilla
Island,
had Bryan Cranston, right?
Mm-hmm. Godzilla had Bryan Cranston.
The great star. Yeah. But that's probably a way.
I was going to let that slide. I was going to let that slide, but he did. Him and Kevin Hart made The Upside a surprise $100 million hit.
$100 million.
So, yeah. You know, I got to give Cranston the respect.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think part a way that these movies have gotten the budget down is there's really no one that they're paying to be in them anymore.
Well, you know, wasn't the young lady from Stranger Things in the last one?
Yes. Yes, there was a Stranger Things girl in it. Is it the one Millie Bobby Brown?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, I can't believe I got that name right. Millie Bobby Brown. Because it's just so close
either.
To other names I want to say. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she is not in these. So that's a big paycheck that they're getting rid of, which unless you're bringing
in... It didn't matter.
Chalamet. Unless you're bringing in Chalamet, what's the point? Chalamet or Sidney Sweeney, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, we hit this every week, but, you know, if you're not bringing in Austin Butler, you're not bringing in anybody that was in the cast of Dune 2, it don't matter. And you're not going to get... And you're not going to get Leo, and you're not going to get Denzel, and you're not going to get any of those sort of big stars that are already off doing their own thing. There's no reason, because it's a computer game. There's no reason. There's no reason.
The light up glove that Kong is wearing is so much more important to the box office than Brie Larson being in this movie.
Well, definitely Brie Larson now. Brie Larson,
yeah.
After Captain Marvel, maybe right after Captain Marvel, then we're talking something. But now, I mean,
right.
And this is not, I'm not criticizing because I don't, you know, have a judgment here, but just box office wise, if she was in this movie, I think people would think, okay, maybe I don't see this movie.
Right, right. I think if they got her to collab and to promote this movie on her Instagram or YouTube channel, I think that would help. Like, not have her in it, but just have, you know, Godzilla come down and do a workout with her.
She's doing SpawnCon. Like,
yes, yes, yes. She's not acting in the movie. She's not acting. She's straight up doing SpawnCon for Godzilla X Kong, the collab. And she even says at the end of SpawnCon, don't worry, I'm not in the movie, but you should see the movie. And, you know, she like puts Kong through a workout. He can't keep up with her and it's funny. And and then, you know, come see the movie.
I love that.
So, yeah. Yeah, I think that would have been a good way to go. But definitely don't have her in the movie at all.
No.
So, yeah, I'm excited for this opening weekend. I mean, just for a little context, the official opening weekend of Godzilla versus Kong was $32 million. Because remember, that opened on a Wednesday. So the five-day was in the 40s. But the three-day was only 32. And this is not a three-day weekend. Easter is Easter Sunday. So it's a regular weekend. So, I mean,
but
I think we'll get
day Friday, the kiddos are going to be in the theater. So you're going to see a higher Friday because they're going to Thursday night. And then the Friday day, the kiddos are going to be running all over the theater.
Yes. I mean, do you think, though, there's any competition from Easter for this movie? Like, is there any, you know, Catholic holiday, any reason why Catholics would not be able to see the collab because they've got to go to church? They've got to, you know, do an Easter egg hunt for Jesus, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's like any of those holidays. It's like you spend part of the day with your family and the rest you can do whatever you want, depending. You know, I do think that Sunday might not be the busiest day because it's the actual holiday, but it'll make up for it with your Fridays and your Saturdays And I right, do think right. Sunday nights, there's going to be people who are going to see this.
Right, right. No, I agree. I think that won't matter too much. So, Clayton, before we get into our predictions, I do have to let you know, and we do have to talk about it, there is another movie opening this weekend. Were you aware of this movie that it says is getting a wide release? Are you ready for me to describe this movie?
Oh, God. Okay, what is it?
So competing against Godzilla X Kong the Collab is a movie called In the Land of Saints and Sinners, and it is starring Liam Neeson alongside Jack Gleason, not Brendan Gleason, Jack Gleason, and Oscar nominee Kerry Condon. So this is Kerry Condon's, I guess, follow-up to The Banshees of Inisherin, which she almost won an Oscar for. Is she is the co-lead in a Liam Neeson action movie. And here I'll give you just the plot of this movie. In the windswept Irish coastal town of Glen Colmulcle, haunted ex-assassin Finbar Murphy seeks penance by leading a peaceful life. He has carved out a new identity, tending to his pub, savoring the quiet, but the ghosts of his violent past refuse to stay buried. So that is In the Land of Saints and Sinners from Samuel Goldwyn Films. So
I was just going to ask, Open Road? It's not Open Road. It's Samuel Goldwyn.
It's Samuel Goldwyn. Is it via Open Road? Let me see. Is Open Road co-producing? It is not a collab. The production companies are Ragbag Pictures and Prodigal Films Limited. Ragbag Pictures, yes. Ragbag Pictures
is going up against Warner Brothers and Godzilla and Kong. Ragbag thinks it can go up against Kong and Godzilla.
Yes. Well, they have, it's the new Liam Neeson action film. So Ragbag thinks they've got something here. You're saying you don't think you're not going to go see something just because it is from Ragbag Pictures.
No, they'd have to do more than just this for me to have any loyalty to them. Now, we never talked about this on the show, but Liam Neeson is doing a Naked Gun remake. Did you know this?
I have heard about this. Yeah, we actually haven't even talked about this at the BOHQ. We haven't ever discussed this before.
Because I'm not the type of person who is like, don't ruin my childhood, you know, that all that stuff, whatever. Remake whatever if you think you have a good take on it and it can make some sort of money. Right. This does seem super like misconceived. I do think it's going to be misconceived. But, you know, I think he's just adding movies to his resume so that they can be played for laughs later.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you think that this movie In the Land of Saint Sinners is just part of getting material for the Naked Gun reboot?
Yeah. So they can make fun of this movie along with Nonstop and you know, all those other movies. Yeah. The Greys.
Yeah. Memory.
Walk Amongst the Tombstones.
Walk Amongst the Tombstones, Honest Thief, which I saw on a plane. Retribution is a movie that came out last August. Retribution. Mm-hmm. Since the pandemic started, it looks like Liam Neeson has made and released 9 movies into movie theaters.
That's less than I thought.
Honest Thief, Marksman, which, I mean, we spent weeks and weeks talking about those in 2020 and 2021. The Ice Road, Blacklight, Memory, Marlowe, Retribution, and now In the Land of Saints and Sinners. I mean, that Naked Gun movie is going to be 5 hours with all the material he's given them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's probably what this is. This is going to have no impact. I mean, obviously, you're bringing this up to have a laugh.
Tavolov.
It's gonna have no impact. Zero impact.
Zero. I mean, do we think that it gets to? I'm just looking at what his movies since 2020 have pretty much all been around $3 million opening weekends. I mean, that's Memory opened at $3 million.
No way Marlowe did. Marlowe did not open to three. There's no way.
No, Marlowe only made four total. That movie opened to $548,000. But that wasn't really a Liam Neeson revenge action movie. That was him doing whatever, like sort of a drama. But his like Liam Neeson movies do make $3 million opening weekend.
This will make $1 million. There's no way. There's too much at the theater right now. This thing is going to make $1 million. That's it.
Wow.
It'll be lucky if it makes that. 1.3 it's the high bar for this.
Wow.
Nobody knows this is coming out, Pat. Nobody knows this is coming out.
So you don't think that Kerry Condon coming off of Banshees of Inisherin and the Oscar nomination?
No, nobody saw that movie either. Nobody saw that movie either. It's past St. Paddy's Day. Put this fucking movie out before St. Paddy's Day, you dumb-dumbs.
Right. No, that's true. They didn't capitalize on that. All right, well then, I think it's time we get into our predictions. Are you ready to predict a top five, or did you have anything else? I don't have any other movies to surprise you with. This, as far as I could see, In the Land of Saints and Sinners is the only other wide release. And I doubt it's going to be that wide.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be wide. I will bring up one thing if you want to talk about it. If you've seen it, we could talk about it for 5 minutes.
I think I know what you're going to say, and I haven't seen it, but what are you going to say?
The Bad Boys trailer. You haven't seen it.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say the Beetlejuice trailer.
Oh, I mean, wait, you talk about the teaser that came out like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say that. I haven't seen
it. Do your homework. Yet. Have you seen the Bad Boys trailer?
I have not.
Do your homework. Okay. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. We have to move past this. This makes you look so bad. Act. It's a despicable act. It makes you look so unprepared. You haven't seen the Bad Boys trailer.
When did this drop?
Yesterday.
Yes, sir. I've been busy. I'm working, you know, I'm making calls
and I'm not working
meetings. You're in the soot mines. You guys need a break. You know, they give you a break. It's the soot miners. It's in your contracts, you know, that, oh,
we get to watch trailers.
Yeah. You get to eat a bologna sandwich, white bread, and you get to watch trailers. Yeah. That's in your, you know, you have union contracts. I'm, you know, white collar. I don't get that kind of thing. I got to work.
Oh, boo-hoo. I don't have a union.
I got to be on video calls all day.
All right.
Well, yeah, so you can't tell me.
You can't just sit and pretend that you're listening and watch a Bad Boys trailer. You're on the computer all day.
Yeah, all day. I mean, I don't work with my hands. Of course not.
Oh, my God.
I don't.
All right.
Yeah. I don't lift things.
I will say, you not seeing this trailer makes me look bad because we are supposed to be on top of this, both of us.
Right.
You are making me look bad. So let's move on from this one thing, one email, and then we'll get to our predictions. Okay. This will be better.
All right. So go to the email then. What do you got? If you don't want to talk about this Bad Boys trailer.
Well, someone's unprepared, so I'm not going to sit here and describe it to you.
I'm going to watch it. We'll talk about it in full later, but you've been very down.
Oh, take your time. Take your time, Pat. What's the rush?
Since the slap, you have been totally against this movie. So did this trailer change that at all for you? Just, you don't have to go into detail of what's in the trailer. Did it change the trajectory for you of what this movie is going to do?
Well, the fact that it exists means something. The fact that they plan to release it means something. I'm not going to divulge how I feel about this trailer because I want to get your reaction to it. I think it's better as a discussion.
Okay.
That's a little tease.
A little tease for the next episode. I will have watched this trailer and we will discuss
it. Take your time.
It.
You know, don't say next. It could be a couple weeks. Don't worry about it, Pat. Don't put yourself out.
I don't get a government mandated soot mining breaks. You know, the soot miners, right. You guys, you get that. You get that. It's nice and I'm glad for you, you know, but you get that to watch trailers. I don't get that.
Let's talk Wannabe O'Boy Connor. Boots on the ground reporting. I think this is a very important email. They're all important.
Yeah. They're all important.
This one is referencing something we just talked about Late Night with the Devil, which was a surprise overperformer this past weekend. Boots on the ground. Went to the theater this past weekend with full intent to see Immaculate, simply based on Sydney Sweeney officially being the frontrunner for Babe of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Hopped into my Regal app to purchase tickets and noticed a film called Late Night with the Devil. The thumbnail, picture, and title really caught my attention, and after further investigation, I discovered the movie is only planned or expected to be in theaters for a week or two before going to Shudder. My girlfriend and I enjoyed the trailer and decided to see this instead of Immaculate because I figured Immaculate will be in the theaters for at least 4 weeks and will have a bigger window to go see it. So we decided to see Late Night with the Devil instead of Immaculate, fully planning on seeing Immaculate in the theater in the following weeks. Theater for last night was packed despite it being an early showing. P.S. Took my son to see Luca re-release, and the only other people in the theater were an old guy with his dumpy wife who showed up 40 minutes late. Love, Wannabe O'Boy Connor. All-time email number one.
Great email. Great email. It rivals the email from Sean where he ended by saying, and I'm an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm, you know, that's still an all-timer.
That's the gold standard, but this is pretty great. The Luca detour at the end is very unexpected. The vivid description of a 40-year-old man with his dumpy wife, you know, that is something I wasn't expecting at the end of this, like, you know, long email about seeing Late Night with the Devil. So great turn at the end there. Yeah. What do you think of that interesting note he made about how the strategy of the limited window drew him to the theater?
So we were texting last night, me and you. You were between two movies, not Late Night with the Devil, but you were between Love Lies Bleeding and Immaculate. You and your wife were going to see this Friday, correct?
Yes, me and my wife. Yes, we were planning to see a film.
What did
Friday.
You land on?
So I haven't purchased a ticket yet. So it's still in the air, up in the air, but we are leaning towards Immaculate. That is, you know, she recognizes Sydney Sweeney as a star in a way that I guess she does not care about Kristen Stewart. You know, when I said, when Immaculate, she said, what's that? I said, it's a new Sydney Sweeney movie. She was like, oh, let's just go see that then.
Okay.
And Love Lies Bleeding, the new Kristen Stewart movie, did not get that reaction.
I mean, obviously, I find that personally offensive, but that's okay. I understand her. You know, we've had many a long conversation about Kristen Stewart, me and your wife. So that is no news to me. I'm disappointed, I will say, but everybody is allowed to have their opinion and their preferences. But that's the thing about Immaculate is I think this is going to have a really good hold because, like we said, Late Night with the Devil had the buzz, but that doesn't mean that people don't want to see Sydney Sweeney on the screen. And Easter, Catholic holiday, Nuns in Habits, Sydney Sweeney in a Habit. This is the weekend for Immaculate. If this thing drops in the teens, I wouldn't be shocked.
Wow. Okay. So you think that the Catholics are just looking to rebel this weekend? You know, they want to
there's
see
so many lapsed Catholics
nuns having
there's,
fun.
There's so many lapsed Catholics.
It's big money. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think this is a fun movie, Pat. It's not nuns having fun.
It's nuns getting up to stuff, for sure. It's nuns doing what they're not supposed to be doing, I assume.
So you don't know anything about this movie?
Oh, I mean, I know that it's Sydney Sweeney as a nun, and I doubt she's just going to be praying for 90 minutes.
Pat, may I ask you a question?
Is this a Benedetta sequel?
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Please answer this truthfully.
I always do, of course.
Did you ever watch the Immaculate trailer?
Yes, yes. I have seen the Immaculate trailer. I've seen it both in theaters and on my computer screen. Yes.
Okay, good.
I've seen the Immaculate trailer. You know, let's not try and make this a thing where this is part of my personality, where I'm the guy who doesn't see trailers. Because I have seen millions of trailers in my life.
I'm sure you have.
In multiple continents.
Of course. Of course.
I've watched trailers in Europe. Could you say the same? Have you seen a movie trailer while in Europe?
If you're really trying to get our fan base on your side, sitting here and being like, I've seen trailers in Europe is not the way to do it.
Oh, I
think you're just alienating people.
I think
they'll
respond. That is what they want out of me. That is what our fan base wants out of me. They want to know that Pat has watched movie trailers in Gay Perry, in Ye Olde London Town, all around the globe. So I'm a trailer guy. I'm the kid who used to stay up till 2 a.m. to watch Coming Attractions on E.
Sure. You know,
so don't come at me because I haven't seen the Bad Boys trailer in the last 36 hours.
It's just maybe one of the biggest trailers that has dropped, seeing as how we have talked about this movie for so long. I would think that would be on your radar, but it's okay.
Okay. Well, listen, not all of us get soot mining breaks. Some of us have to work throughout the day.
Listen, listen, if you're saying I shouldn't have a union, then that's another conversation.
I'm saying I'm glad that you have that opportunity. I'm glad that you guys picketed and you fought for that right to get the breaks to watch movie trailers and eat bologna sandwiches. I'm glad that the soot miners stood together, stood strong, union strong. And you accomplished that, and you were able to watch the Bad Boys trailer. I haven't had that opportunity in the last day, but I've watched trailers around the globe. So let's not make this a
great
thing.
Great. But just for the purposes of this show, you did not watch a specific trailer that would have created a great conversation for this episode. But the silver lining is, down the line, whenever you find the time, and again, don't want to rush you, we will have hopefully a conversation soon about this. Hopefully soon, but who knows?
Hopefully soon.
We will have both watched the trailer and be able to have a very good conversation, like we always do, because we do great radio, about this Bad Boys movie and what its 100%. Prospects are for box office.
Very excited. This will happen as soon as I can find the time. So, yeah, so I think let's get into our predictions. Are you ready? Would you like to go first or second? Well, you're so ready this week. I say you just go first. I think you're the ready man here. You're ready whip. So let's get into it.
I love it. I'm going high on the collab Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire. I'm going at the very high of the tracking, $65 million for this movie.
Wow.
Number one. Wow. Number two, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is going to drop like a rock. Nobody likes this movie. They're waiting for the collab. This was a stopgap. This thing is going to drop 69%.
Whoa.
It is going to make, it's going to make $15 million or so, second place. And Kung Fu Panda could overtake Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I am very low on this.
Wow.
Number three, I think, is Kung Fu Panda 4. It's going to make around 12 or so, 12 or 14. Dune Part 2 is going to be number 4. And then I'm doing it. I'm saying that you're going to see Sydney Sweeney in The Habit. It's going to make probably around $3 million or so, but that's going to be enough to be top five.
Wow.
People are getting in The Habit. They're getting in The Habit of seeing Sydney Sweeney on the big screen.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm going to say $4 million.
Wow.
Fuck it.
So you're thinking almost no drop. For Immaculate.
Almost no drop.
Wow.
For Sydney Sweeney.
Here's the thing. If that holds true, because her Anyone But You run was all about how there was almost no drop. You know, I think that second weekend there was an increase, you know, but basically that run every weekend, almost no drop. If Immaculate gives us the same kind of second weekend with almost no drop, Sydney Sweeney will become known for she's the one who there's almost no drop.
Almost no drop.
Her box office stays up there and stays high and firm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they come out, there's no drop. The movies.
When the Sydney Sweeney movies come out, there's no drop. There's no drop. That is what people are going to be saying about her. That is what she'll be known for, especially on the second weekend. You know, on that second weekend, when the two comes out, there's almost no drop. They stay up there.
No drop.
Mm-hmm. No drop.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. I kind of agree with you on this. I mean, number one is going to be the collab Godzilla X Kong. I think it does 60 million. I think, yeah, it's going to be just, like you said, kids are home from school Friday. It'll be 60 million. I think Ghostbusters 2, I also think this is going to drop huge. Like 16 million it'll get to. I mean, I definitely don't think it gets higher than 17 or 18, but I also think it's going to drop worse than that. I think it's going to do 16 million in number two.
Because I think it's so heavy fan forward, you know, all the fans went, because we know there's $44-45 million worth of fans that love this franchise, and that's pretty much it. And so I mean I could see this doing a Morbius drop. I could see this doing the Marvels drop. I could see a 71% drop on this thing.
Yeah, it's curious because it is a kids movie,
but I not mean, really well, here's the it thing. Is this and is it what isn't kids don't out. Like it.
We're going to find out this weekend whether it is a kids movie, because if it's fully just for the oldsters, the, you know, the fans who were kids in 84, then this is going to be a movie that does, you know, a 70% drop this weekend. If kids care at all, then it could get to 20 million, you know, and level out. So I think this weekend.
Kids want to see Kong.
Yeah. It's going to be, this is a big weekend for Ghostbusters. This is a big weekend. We'll see if there's any kids juice in this franchise, but I think that's number two. I don't think there's any chance anything overtakes that. It's not going to drop to like 12 million. I think number three is going to be, I'm going to switch up. I think Dune 2 holds over. But I guess Kong is the most competition for Dune 2. So, yeah, Kung Fu Panda probably flip-flops and gets past Dune 2. Because like,
it's losing the screens. It's losing the big screens.
It's losing the screens. And the guys who are going to go to Godzilla and Kong are the audience that's been holding Dune up so high. I mean, everyone's going to see that movie. But I think it loses enough guy audience. So, yeah, I've got the same top five as you, because if Kung Fu Panda is three, Dune has to be four, and Immaculate has to be five. You know, I don't think In the Land of Sinners and Saints is gonna get in the top five. So yeah, I think that is the top five. And we're gonna see if Sydney Sweeney holds them up this weekend.
Yeah,
it's a very, very exciting weekend coming up. I can't wait to talk about the results, and of course talk about, if I get around to seeing it, the trailer for Bad Boys 4.
Don't feel any pressure to watch it. It's just a big trailer.
Oh, I don't.
You know. Okay.
Good. Right. I mean
don't feel it for me. Don't feel it for me, and don't feel it for
cities across the world.
The audience.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, and that is cities helpful to this conversation about Bad Boys. In what way? I don't know. But I do like that. You could tell that. Okay. We'll see. Well, I mean, we get emails. They can contact. Pat, where can they contact us to tell us how excited they are for you to be a globe-trotting trailer watcher?
They could email us at theboboyspodcast@gmail.com. I mean, mention cities, because I haven't been everywhere yet. Mention cities that you would like me to watch trailers in the future. you know, so name some, and you know, it's got to be cities where there's five-star accommodations and great food and all that, but name some cities where you would like me to see a trailer in the future. The BO Boys Podcast at gmail.com. We of course love getting those emails. Amazing email from Connor there. You know, we've got some other emails. You know, we'll tease this. We got a great email from Ty that we could talk about on the next episode. He posed to us a possible sequel that's coming up, but we'll save that for the next episode of the show. So email us, theboboyspodcast@gmail.com. Of course, read the Substack. Wannabe O Junior Intern Jack has brought back the Substack. And I'll tell you, there's a whole community happening over on our Substack. People are commenting, they're interacting on his articles. So go be a part of the BO Boys over on our Substack. Of course, watch our YouTube channel, the BO Boys YouTube channel, and catch our spinoff show, the BO Boys Kirk Exclusive, over on the Kirk Minahan YouTube channel. Again, the robot from Vegas did mess a little bit with our last episode, but it's up there. It's great. So take a listen to that and hear about this robot that I met over the weekend, this lady robot. And of course, at the BO Boys Pod on Twitter X and on TikTok, Wannabe O Senior Intern Christopher, just running those accounts. Just what a well-oiled machine he has going on the socials with his clips and his vertical videos. And 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Live show tour in the fall. We've got LA announced for October 8th at the Yard Theater in Los Angeles. We haven't put up the link yet to buy tickets, but start, you know, getting your flights if you don't live in LA, getting your hotel accommodations and come out, because that is going to be just a wild show out there with, you know, special guests, maybe a certain legend on stage with us. Maybe we'll all get to raise our ones up at the BO Boys live show in Los Angeles. So, Clayton, that's all I got. Is there anything else to say?
I can't think of one. I can't think of one thing else to say. Except...
Wow, nothing. Okay.
Until next time.
Well,
smell
you
at the
Nailed.